So we began Shemoneh Esrei last week. So let's go through the first bracha, and then we'll comment on the specifics. So Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers. Elokei Avraham, the God of Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, the God of Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and the God of Yaakov. Hakel, Hagodol, the great God. Hagibor, the mighty God, Hanoira, the awesome God. Kel Elyon, the supreme God. Goimel Chasadim Toivim, who bestows beneficial kindness, the Koine HaKoil, and creates everything. Koine really means he acquires everything. Zoicher Chazdei Avos, he remembers the kindness of the Avos, of the patriarchs, who may be Goye Levinei Venehem. He brings a redeemer to their children's children, the man Shemoi Biahava, for his sake, for his name, with love. Melech Oizer Umashiach Umagain. King, the helper, the savior, and the protector. Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Mogen Avraham, the shield of Avraham. Okay. Each and every one of these words can probably, we could probably spend a lifetime these words are very deep. But we will try to move along, although we also will comment on at least something on each one of these words. So today's shiur, we will focus on the words Elokeinu. We start Baruch Ato Hashem. We spoke about in the beginning of the Tefillah Shiurim, when we spoke about the Bracha Baal Netilas Yadayim. That's when we spoke about the words Baruch Ato Hashem. So now we'll go on to Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, our God and the God of our forefathers. So when I prepared this shiur for today, my mind went wandered around the entire Torah. We're going to go for a bit of a trip to understand these words, Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, our God and the God of our forefathers. Now, first of all, just to note, there's a famous goin, Vilna goin, on the psukim by the Shira. The pasuk says, "Zekeli v'anvehu," this is my God, and I will beautify him. Elokei avi, the God of my father, v'aroim emenu, and I will exalt him. Now, Chazal say that Ro'asa Shivcha al Hayam Mashalay Roy Chezkel Ben Buzi. Right, we learned from Zekeli, this is my God, is that they were actually able to point at Hashem and say Zekeli. That's how vivid of a vision there was at Kriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal say that even the maidservant at the sea saw more than Yechezkel HaNavi saw. Yechezkel HaNavi, who talks about the Merkava, talks about the chariot, the the Kisei HaKavod, the maidservant at Kriyas Yamsuf saw more than he did. And we see that from the Pasuk Zakeli Vyanveyu. So the Goyen says, who says that the maidservant saw anything? Maybe it was only Bnei Yisrael that said Zakeli Vyanveyu. So the Goyen says, very simple. The rest of Klal Yisrael said Elekei Ovi Varememenu. Right? The rest of Klal Yisrael said, the God of my forefathers, and I will exalt him. Zekeli, this is my God. Who said that? Zekeli Vianveu are the ones, must have been said by the people who couldn't say Zekeli, the K of Ivarimimenu. It must have been said by those who couldn't say the God of my forefathers. Oh, who is that? That's the Shivcha, the maidservant. The Shivcha Kenan is the maidservant that they must have taken out of Mitzrayim, that weren't descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They couldn't say Elekei Avi Varem Emenu. They said Zakeli Vyanveyu. That's where Chazal derived that even the maidservant at Kriyas Yamsuf was able to see that Yechezkel didn't see. But I believe that there is something even deeper here, and that is because it wasn't just the maidservant that said Zekeli Vyanveyu. All of Klal Yisrael said Zekeli Vyanveyu, in addition to Elekei Ovi Varem Emenu. Everybody said, this is my God, and then they said, this is the God of my forefather, right? Which we're actually saying in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. We're saying Elekeinu, our God, Velekei Aviseinu, and the God of our forefathers. So also by the Shiras Hayom, we said, not only Elekei Avi, the God of my forefathers, it's Zekeli, this is my God, Vyanveyu, Elekei Avi, Varememenu. So the question is, if we're able to say Elekei Avi, the God of my forefather, why is it necessary to say Zekeli? If we can say Elekei Aviseinu, then do we need to say Elekeinu? Isn't that a given? That if it's the God of our forefathers, that it's our God as well? Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk begins with Re'eh Anochi Noisin Lefneichem Hayoyim Bracha Uklala. Realize that I place before you today a blessing and a curse. As HaBracha, the blessing is Asher Tishma Mitzvos Hashem Alekeichem, that you should listen to the mitzvos of Hashem your God. Asher Anochi Mitzave Eschem Hayoyim, that I command you today. And the curse is, if you will not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, and you will deviate from the path that I command you today, to follow other gods that you did not know. The Mefarshim all point out that the word Hayoyim, which means today, is repeated here too many times. Realize I place before you today. The blessing is Hayoyim is repeated time and again. And then When it talks about the klala, it says the curse will be if you will not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem Elokeichem. Right? Okay, that seems to say enough. Why does it need to add, v'sartam en aderech, you will deviate from the path? Well, obviously, if you're not listening to the mitzvahs, you're deviating from the path. To follow achre elihim achedim after other gods, ashalo yadatim, that you do not know. Ashalo yadatim, what about gods that you do know? That's okay? It's only gods that you don't know that you're not allowed to follow? Parshas Bahar, there's a pasuk that talks about selling land. It talks about Yovel. In Yovel, a Sdei Achuza, a field, right, all fields have to go back to their original owners. As De'achuza is a field that comes to a person by inheritance, and that when even though the person sold it, when it comes Yovel, they get it back. The pasuk says, "V'arutz its mises, do not sell the land for eternity." Kili ha'aretz, Hashem says, because to me is the land. Ki gerim v'toyshavim atam imadi, because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. That is the lashon of the pasuk. Pell of a pasuk. What does it mean? It's an oxymoron. If you're a stranger, you're not an inhabitant. You're an inhabitant, you're not a stranger. And why is that? How is that a reason for not selling the land for eternity? Just a few more questions and I'll get to the point. Pasuk says, "Toyda tiva lana Moshe, Moirosha kilas Yaakov." Moshe commanded us the Torah as an inheritance for the congregations of Yaakov. Chazal say, "Al tikra Moirosha la Moirosa." Do not call it Moirosha, which means an inheritance. Ela Moirosa, only a betrothed one. Meaning that the Torah is betrothed to us. It's not an inheritance. Now, we know whenever Chazal say Al Tikre, do not read it. I think we spoke about this last week. It means Al Tikre, you can't see, I mean, it says Mayrosha. We mean Al Tikre. It means you cannot read it Mayrosha unless you first call it Mayrosha. Now, what does that mean? You can't call it an inheritance unless you first call it a betrothed one. In the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara talks about Simchas Beis Hashieva. The Gemara says that by the Simchas Beis Hashieva, Hillel Hazaken would say, "Em ein ani kan mikan." If I'm not here, who's here? And the Rishonim already have difficulty. You know, Hillel is the epitome of humility. Rashi says, "Ani" doesn't mean him; it means Hashem. Pashtus, he was saying, if I'm not here, who's here? How does that align with Hillel's Midah of Anova? So I would like to suggest the following. I've always had a tremendous appreciation. I will continue to have a tremendous appreciation for Bali Tshuva and Gera. Now, that appreciation is because they decided on their own that they want to be Mekabli HaTorah. They decided on their own that they want to accept the Torah. It was their own Kabbalah. I, Baruch Hashem, grew up with Torah. I was the lifestyle I grew up with. I was never given a choice in the matter. And I would hope that if I was, even if I wouldn't have grown up in that type of atmosphere, if I would have been given the option, that I would have chosen, I would have said Na'asa v'nishma. And I would have accepted the Torah. But I was never given that option. And the truth is that come Shavuos, I try to imagine that I am presented with the Torah and I accept the Torah on my own free will. But nevertheless, those who actually have had that opportunity to be mekabel the Torah on their own, they did so, is something to be truly admired. And the emphasis is that it is essential for a person to be a mekabel of the Torah on their own. It should not be only an inheritance. The Kabbalah Satoira needs to be something of our own. There's a famous vart from I don't know who it's from, that all of our avos, right, are all a bunch of zeros. If a person himself is something, then that's the one that is in front of all the zeros. And then what?
Kotzker.
And then all the zeros all take on meaning, right? It becomes 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000. It all takes on. But if without that one in the front, it's all worthless. It's all zero. So if all I'm doing is imitating, or we call it FFH, I'm from habit. It's not something that I appreciate and that I accept on my own as my Kabbalah, because I realize that this is the Derech HaEmes, this is the true way. And that the Rebbeinu Shlalem controls the world and that he commands me and he wants me to be my Kabbalah Torah, then it's all worthless. It's a bunch of zeros. I once suggested that this, whenever we read the parsha of Kabbalah Satoira, we also read along with it the parsha of Ager. Right? So, Parshas Yisroi, when we read the parsha of Kabbalah Satoira, we're reading Parshas Yisroi. Right? When we're reading Ashuas, so we don't read the Yisroi part of it, we only read Kabbalah Satoira, so we learn the Megillas Rus along with it. And the reason for that is because a ger accepted the Torah on his own. It wasn't something that they inherited from their avos. So whenever we read the parasha of Kabbalah Satoira, we read along with it a parasha of a ger to indicate to us that our Kabbalah Satoira needs to be that of a ger. It's not just something that we're inheriting from our avos. So we can't just say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei Aviseinu, the God of our forefathers. That's worthless. There needs to be the, before we mention Elokei Aviseinu, we need to mention Elokeinu. He is our God, Elokei Aviseinu, and the God of our forefathers. If it's only Elokei Aviseinu, it's a bunch of zeros, it's nothing. It has to be Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Ozdei Achuza, right? A field of inheritance, right? Indicates the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, which was given to our Avos. Nevertheless, we have the freedom for throughout the 50 years of Yovel, between one Yovel and the other, we have the freedom to sell, to buy, because it's our land as well. It's not just an inheritance, it's our land as well. Nevertheless, let me just back up for a second. As important, although I'm truly emphasizing the importance of the Elokeinu part, that it needs to be our God, the Elokei Aviseinu is equally as important. Meaning, our acceptance of the Torah needs to be out of our own free will. We have to realize the truth of the Torah, and we need to accept it as a result of our realization and our understanding and our acceptance of the Rabbeinu Shlomo's will. Nevertheless, the way, how to perform the mitzvahs, how to observe the Torah, that is where we need to look to our forefathers. There needs to be a mesorah, there's a tradition of how the mitzvahs are performed. And even a ger needs to have a rebbe, needs to have a rav, needs to have a rosh yeshiva, needs to have someone who is going to transmit the Torah to them. One is not allowed to perform and observe the Torah the way they think it should be performed. So although there needs to be the Elokeinu, and which means the initial acceptance needs to be something of our own initiative, nevertheless, there needs to be Elokei Aviseinu. The way we are going to observe the Torah is the way our forefathers observed the Torah. So although we're allowed to buy and sell in the land as we please, because it's our land, and it's our land because we are the Amanivcha, we are the chosen people, and we have accepted the Torah, nevertheless, every 50 years, it goes back to the way it was by our forefathers, to indicate that we need both. There's the Elokeinu and the Elokei Aviseinu. There is the ger and the toishev. We need to both be the stranger, meaning the ger, the newcomer, and we have to be the toishev. We need to be the inhabitant who is here as a result of our avos. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamentes, David HaMelech says, Ki ger anoichi imoch, I am a ger with you. Toishav k'chol avoisai. I am a toishav, I am an inhabitant like all my forefathers. These are the two levels that a person has to, the two components that a person has to have within their life. We are a ger, we are a newcomer, and at the same time, toishav k'chol avoisai. The way we observe the mitzvahs is like our forefathers. Chazal say on the pasuk, we say by Kriyashma, these words that I command you today should be al levavecha, should be on your heart. What does it mean, hayoyim? That I command you today, say Chazal, kol yom v'yom yu benachek kachadoshim. Every day it should be to you as if it's brand new. What does that mean? It means that we're not supposed to observe the Torah just because our avos kept the Torah. That's not the way we're supposed to observe the Torah. It's not something that we're observing just because that's the way we grew up, or I'm observing it today because that's what I did yesterday. Kol yom v'yom yu benachek kachadoshim. Every day there needs to be a new acceptance. I'm accepting the Torah because The Rabbi Yerushalayim told me to accept the Torah. I'm a ger. That is what Hayoim means. Hayoim means the acceptance of today. The Elokeinu as opposed to the Elokei Aviseinu. It's the Zekeli as opposed to the Elokei Avi. There needs to be both. There needs to be the Elokeinu, there needs to be the Elokei Aviseinu. But the Hayoim is the Elokeinu. He's my God. I accept to be a Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs today. So I like to say a tremendous chiddush of a pshat. We're used to interpreting Elohim Acherim as other gods. No, I don't think so. Elohim Acherim means the God of others. If someone observes the Torah because, or if somebody serves Hashem because my Abba has served Hashem, that's why the person is worshiping Elohim Acherim. The person is worshiping the God of others. If it's not Elokeinu, if it's only Elokei Aviseinu, then it's Elohim Acherim. It's the God of others. It's not your God. So the pasuk says, "Im loy tishmu al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem asher anochi metzave eschem hayoim." If you're not going to listen to the mitzvahs in a manner of asher anochi metzave eschem that I'm commanding it to you today, you're only listening to the mitzvahs because that's the way your father did it and your grandfather did it. Then it's v'sartem min haderech. You're deviating from the path of Asher Anochi Mitzvah Eschem Hayoyim. What are you doing? You're going after the God of others, Asher Lo Yedatem, which you haven't accepted. You haven't known. It's the God of others. It's interesting that the Yontov of Simchas Torah, right? One would have thought that the Yontov of Simchas Torah should be after Shavuos. Why is it after Sukkos? What's the Shaykh of Simchas Torah to Sukkos? I believe that there's a tremendous difference between Shavuos and Sukkos. Shavuos is a time of Kabbalah Satoira. It's a Kabbalah Satoira that we received, the Kabbalah Satoira we received in the merit of our avos. We had just come out of Mitzrayim, we were in Memtei Shaarei Tumah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam lifted us out of Mitzrayim in the schus of our avos. He took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. We find a very interesting dichotomy about Sukkos. Sukkos is a yontif, right? The Chazal say, "V'chag nidoinen alamayim." On Sukkos, we're judged for water. At the same time, we don't daven for rain on Sukkos because it's a klala. It's a simen klala if it rains on Sukkos. So, what are we supposed to, it's on Sukkos we're being judged for water, but we're not going to mention rain. It's a simon klala. Sukkos, we know, is the time of Simchas Beis Hashoeva. We go and draw the waters. So I'd like to suggest that we know that there's Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. Right? There's the upper waters, there's the lower waters. Perhaps Mayim Tachtonim represents Ein, we know ein maim ala Torah. Maim is Torah. Water is Torah. Maim atachtoina means water that we draw for ourselves. Meaning it represents the Elokeinu. When we accept upon ourselves Torah. Maim el yoinim, the upper waters, represent the waters that come from above. That come from the previous generations. The Torah that comes from the previous generations, that's the Maim el yoinim. Sukkos is a time of receiving. It's after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, where we are now worthy of being mekabel the Torah on our own. It's not like Shavuos, where we're only worthy being mekabel the Torah in the merit of our avos. Sukkos is a time, we've just gone through a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're now worthy of being mekabel the Torah on our own. And that's why Sukkos is the time of Nidoinim alamayim. We are going to be judged about for our waters. Are we going to accept the Torah on our own or not? Is there going to be an Elokeinu or just an Elokeinu? And that's why there is a Simchas Beis HaShoeiva when we go fetch the Maim HaTachtoinim, we go fetch the lower waters. There's a tremendous simcha. It's a simcha of our own Kabbalah Satayra. Water coming from above is a klala on Sukkos. That indicates that we're only receiving the Mayim El Yoinim. That we're only being mekabel the Torah from above. The Torah from our avos. That's a simcha klala. That's not what Sukkos is made for. And that's why by the Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, what would Hill say? Im ani kan, hakol kan. If I am here, meaning if there's my own Kabbalah, then everything is here. Im ein ani kan, but if I don't have my own Kabbalah, mikan, nothing is here, it's worthless. If there's no Elokeinu, then the Elokeinu is saying it was worthless. And that's why Chazal say, Al tikre moirasha ela moirasa. You can't call it a moirasha, you can't call the Torah an inheritance unless it's betrothed, unless you married yourself. Right? Al tikre means you cannot call it a moirasha unless you first call it moirasa. Unless you first marry. If you marry the Torah yourself, then you can call it an inheritance. Perhaps, I don't know if we're allowed to say such a thing, but Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mekabel HaTorah, he grew up, unlike any other Jew, he grew up in Paray's home. Without a father or mother, He wasn't zeichet he wasn't able to grow up in a Torahic household. Perhaps the Indian is the same. That to show that Torah can't be, if you want to be a Mekabel Torah, it can't be just an inheritance. It has to be something that you're Mekabel on your own. And now we have a new appreciation for the pasuk that she named him Moshe, Basya Baspara named him Moshe, Kimin Hamaya Mishisu. I drew him out of the water. Meaning that had Moshe Rabbeinu remained there or remained in his parents' home, he wouldn't have been a product of the Mayim El Yoinim. He would have been a product of the upper waters, the waters of perhaps habit. But the fact that Basia took him, that drew him out of the waters. And he became he was the symbol of the Mekabel HaTorah. perhaps this was the dialogue between last in this past week's parsha. Yeah, it was Yaakov Avinu comes to Har HaMoriah and he has this dream about the ladder. And he wakes up and he says, "Achan yesh Hashem v'bokem hazeh, v'anoch lo yadati." Behold, Hashem is in this place, and I didn't know. I pointed out many times. How can Yaakov Avinu say he didn't know? Rashi tells us the whole reason that he went to Har HaMoriah is because this was the mokem shispalu avosav. This was the place that his forefather, that Avraham and Yitzchak davened. He knew this was a holy place. How could he say v'anoch lo yadati? Perhaps the reason Yaakov went back there is because it was a makom shespalu avoisav. It was a place. Yaakov said, "Esher avanti al makom shespalu avoisav leis v'lalti boy." Is it possible that I passed by a place where my forefathers davened? I didn't daven there. So why do you go back? Because it's a makom shespalu avoisav. It's a place that is always davened. Nothing about him. All about his always. So, what did Hashem tell him in the dream? So Hashem tells him here, Yaakov. Hina Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem is standing over him. And he says, "Ani Hashem elikei Avram avicha. I am Hashem, the God of your father Avram, elikei Yitzchak, and the father and the God of Yitzchak. However, ha'oret ha'ashat ha'sheichav aleha, the land that you are laying on." I'm going to give it to you. Meaning, if you're just going to keep up with this Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, and you're not going to make it your own God, then you're not going to have anything. I am the God of Avram, I'm the God of Yitzchak. If you want the land, it's got to be yours. So when Avram Avinu, when Yaakov wakes up, he says, "Achen yesh Hashem v'mokem hazeh, I knew Hashem was in this place. V'anoichi lo yadati, but that it's all dependent on my Kabbalah that I didn't know." So when we say Alekeinu Alekei Avoseinu, we need to know that the as important as Alekei Avoseinu is, and to know that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the God of our forefathers, and the way we perform the mitzvahs needs to be the way our always perform the mitzvahs, we need to know that without the Elekeinu, it's all worthless. Em eina nikan mikan. If I'm not here, then nothing else matters. Em anikan hakol kan. But if I'm here, if there's the one, then all those zeros count. We should all be zeich to be mekablei atoyda b'emes in a manner of Elekeinu v'Elekei Avoseinu. We should be zeich that merit to the Gula Shleim of Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehir b'yameinu. Amen.